Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every team we play is going to be excited for the opportunity to come in here and knock us off. We got a target on our backs. We got to be ready.
Draymond low, spins to the rim, goes up and dunks it down. Draymond with a two-hand slam.
Curry, deep three, right side, got it. Right on top of the hash mark.
As I said before, he's on planet Earth, he's in range.
Block away, Draymond with a reject. Here comes Curry, stops, shoots a three, got it.
And here we go.
It's time for the Warriors Wrap-Up. Here's your host, Matt Steinmetz.
JaVale McGee has it. Ripped it away. Threw an elbow that wasn't called. Curry gets it in traffic. Bounce past Durant. Right hand power slam to the rim. Everybody get out of the way. Kevin Durant, a little elevation sensation with 5:58 to go here in the third.
All right, everybody, welcome to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Matt Steinmetz along with you, and that was fun. That was a fun game to watch. Golden State Warriors 124, the Milwaukee Bucks 121 in Milwaukee. The Warriors raised their record to 11-2. They've now won seven consecutive games, and while they weren't perfect down the stretch, they came up with enough big plays and enough key stops to win that ball game. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to talk some Warriors basketball. This one had a lot of things going on. And the text line, 95795. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at SteinmetzNBA. Whew! I don't even know where to start with that one. We'll start with the good. And the good in this game was Draymond Green's play in the waning seconds when the Milwaukee Bucks had a chance to tie or win the game. They were down two, 122-120. Tony Snell inbounding. He was looking for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Might not be exactly right, but from now on second reference, I'm going to go Giannis. And Draymond Green got his hand on the ball, poked it free. It went to Klay Thompson, who got fouled, made both foul shots to make it 124-120, and that was all she wrote. Klay Thompson was very, very good tonight, and he was very, very good when the Warriors needed him most. He finished with 29 points tonight, 9 for 17 from the floor, 5 for 10 from three-point range. And once again, Kevin Durant, he has just been absolutely phenomenal this year. Kevin Durant finishes with 33 points tonight, another stellar shooting night, 10 for 17. When you can score 33 points on 17 shots, you are the picture of efficiency, and that's what Kevin Durant was tonight. He finishes with 33 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists, although he did put Golden State Warriors fans through a little bit of a scare when he appeared to tweak his ankle, knee, calf in that ball game, but he ended up returning and everything was fine there. The Milwaukee Bucks, they're certainly an interesting team. They're young, they're growing, but they've got two players who look like they're going to be around for a while, Giannis and Jabari Parker. Jabari Parker, I thought, was terrific tonight. Maybe the best player on the floor. He finished with 28 points on 11 for 18 from the floor. He also chipped in with 5 rebounds and 5 assists, and Giannis with 30 points on 10 for 23, although he made a couple mistakes late in the game that ended up costing the Milwaukee Bucks, the first of which was missing a breakaway dunk, not altogether wide open, but one that he's going to cash in on most of the time that could have tied the game at 122, but instead he missed it. The ball popped out. Golden State got possession, and they maintained their two-point lead. And then on the play, on the penultimate possession, when Milwaukee was inbounding the ball with Tony Snell first threw an ill-advised pass into traffic, but if Giannis seals off Draymond Green like he should have. He ends up catching that ball, but he didn't seal off Draymond enough, and it allowed Draymond Green to make an absolutely wonderful play, tip the ball to Klay Thompson. And then, of course, Giannis is at the line shooting two foul shots. He purposely misses the second, and down three, they needed a three to tie, and he ended up taking a two. Now, in fairness, he probably wouldn't have been able to get it out to the three-point line in time to go ahead and try to tie that game. But nevertheless, the Warriors get some big breaks down the stretch and end up winning this one 124-121 on the back end of a back-to-back, coming off last night's victory over the Boston Celtics. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's head out and take some calls. And when we take some calls, they're always brought to you by Nations. Giant hamburgers, keep it real, make it Nations. Let's go out to my main man, Dre, in Central California. How you doing, Dre?
I'm doing good, Steiny. I'm doing real good. Yourself?
What'd you think?
I think we got a little lucky tonight, just a little bit. The Warriors came out in the third quarter on fire again.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. They built that big lead, and I think their legs got a little weary from that, you know, Boston and then in Milwaukee tonight. So
I think you might be I think you might be right on the money there.
Yeah, like you said, Parker missing that dunk. I don't know how that dunk didn't go in.
Yeah, that was actually Antetokounmpo. He missed that one, but he played a heck of a game. So did Jabari Parker. Those are both guys are just 21 years old. I think they're going to be all right. They're going to be all right down the line.
They're going to be good. The Bucks were shooting 3-point shots very well.
Yeah,
not too often. Curry's going to be not good two nights in a row from 3-point land.
Yeah.
And I wish Curry would have, thrown a couple more assists there at the end. But you know what? Good teams are going to be tested, and especially on going on them East Coast swings. I think the Warriors got just a little lucky, but the better team won. And, KD's here.
Yeah.
KD, like you said, he's crazy when he twisted that knee, but he shook it off. And what did you say? He scored 33 on 17 of
33, 10 for 17 from the floor. I mean, the guy has been really efficient this year.
He's amazing. I'm glad he's a Warrior.
Yeah.
You guys are killing me, though, brother. You're killing me. I listened to your show this morning. It was great. You and JD did a great job. I like that you have the girl from Chicago.
Boston, lady. Jackie McMullen. Yeah, she's great.
Jackie McMullen, yeah. I like her on Around the Horn.
How are we killing you?
Well, you still haven't got a satellite radio station in the Fresno area. I get off work, and I'm trying to listen to the game, and I'm going to get a speeding ticket coming home one of these days.
All right, you know what? Just for you, Dre, I will talk to the powers that be, but also we are posting that on our podcast, so if you go online, you can hear it all if you want to do it that way. But, yes, cool. I will make some inquiries just for you.
Thank you, but I got the game DVR, but yes, I'd love to hear it on the radio, and I love your guys' station. It's just right now, you're slowly killing me, but it's all right.
All right. Hey, Dre, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's my main man, Dre, in Central California. He's a regular. He's one of my favorites. He loves watching the Warriors. He loves hearing us talk about basketball. Golden State tonight. What a ball game. 124-121. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks. They withstand a late rally by the Bucks. They get a break or two down the stretch. They withstood two great opportunities by Milwaukee. Antetokounmpo misses a dunk inside 2 minutes. And then on the following possession, after a Golden State Warriors turnover, Teletovich had a wide open three that could have put the Milwaukee Bucks up one, and it just rimmed out. Golden State got the rebound, and then what happened? Steph Curry missed a three. Green missed a shot at the rim that was blocked, and then that set up the final possession for the Milwaukee Bucks, in which Tony Snell turned the ball over after Draymond Green made a very, very nice play to poke the ball free. But the Golden State Warriors survive, and they've won now seven consecutive games. They're 11-2, and if you do the math, it's about 68 wins. They're on a pace for a 68-win season. And let me just reiterate something that Tim Roy said in his post-game show as the Warriors move to 7-1 on the road. They're 35-7 in the second game of back-to-backs over the last 2 years. I mean, that is absolutely, positively incredible. And it's just one more of those things that if you've been a Warrior fan for 10, 15, 20 years, you realize you do not take that for granted. You appreciate it, and you just soak in where you are right now if you're a Golden State Warrior fan. Once again, Golden State 124, Milwaukee 121, 888-957-9570, the text line 95795. You're listening to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Warriors Wrap Up. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Up top, Draymond. Everybody standing here at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Curry, dribble drive to the rim. Up and good, extending over Parker. He blew by Dellavedova. Got to the rim and laid it in with the right hand. 122 to 117. It has not been Curry's night, but man, that was a big bucket.
That was Tim Roy on the call in the Golden State Warriors 124-121 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. They're now 3-0 on their four-game road trip, and that bucket by Steph Curry was a big one, although Steph struggling tonight from the field. He was 7-for-21, and he went 1-for-11. 1-for-11 from three-point range. Dare we say Dellavedova shutting him down? I'm just saying that for my main man, David Feldhaus, who's behind the glass. He's a big Cleveland fan. No, Dellavedova, what did he do tonight? 4-for-7, 10 assists. I'm sorry, 10 points, 5 assists in 33 minutes. Now, Curry struggled tonight, but the Warriors still got the win. Let's head back out to Milwaukee and hear from Steve Kerr in the coach's interview. And that is brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play at Oaks. Here's Steve Kerr.
Yeah, good win. Any win on the road is a good win. Any win, period, is a good win. But especially on the back-to-back, on a night when, you know, we didn't quite have it, and our opponent played an exceptional game. I thought Milwaukee was fantastic, and we were able to pull it out. We made some stops down the stretch, and got some rebounds, and did what we needed to do. Say that again?
The team's end game execution.
It wasn't great. We needed to play with more force. I felt like we were we got really stagnant. We were throwing a lot of very poor post feeds. You know, we were trying to pick mismatches and throw these lazy lob passes over the top, and that slowed us down quite a bit. We've got to play with more force and harder cutting, better screening. You don't want to just stop playing and at the end of the game and find a mismatch. You want to keep playing and let that mismatch happen out of the context of your offense. And we didn't do any of that. So it was good experience for us. First close game we've had in a while. And so we can definitely learn some things from this.
I'm sorry. What is playing with force?
Playing with force, hard cuts, good screens, ball movement. It's not, you know, dribble, 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 find a mismatch and throw a lazy lollipop post feed over the top. That's just playing into the defense's hands.
Both teams decided to go smart lineups towards the end. Is that somewhere you guys like to?
We always like to play small, but I thought, Jason went really small to start the fourth quarter, and I thought that really got their team back in the game. Just, the threat of Teletovich shooting a three made a difference out there. I think he made one or two, but the threat changed the game. It opened up the floor, and we were kind of sitting on the lead instead of trying to extend it. And that, I thought that's what changed the game, was their lineup to start the fourth. And we didn't respond very well at times, but we were able to close the game with some good defensive stands.
On that inbound play, was that Draymond? Was it the pass? Was it both?
I'm going to have to see the replay. You're talking about the one...
He was behind Giannis.
Yeah, and he made the steal. Yeah, that's what Draymond does. He sees the game. He knows what's coming. He anticipates plays, and all I saw was he got a hand on it, and Clay ended up with it. But I've seen that before. That's Draymond is unbelievable in those situations.
They're switching down the end, coach. That's something that you saw a ton last year. You had to develop some counters to that. This year, I haven't seen it as much yet. My recollection, are you going to have to kind of redevelop how to deal with that?
Yeah, we're still learning on the fly as a group, and the dynamics change quite a bit. Obviously with KD on the floor, and so it was good tonight to see what we did. Steph didn't have it going. To be able to put the ball in KD's hands is a luxury, but we've got to find the best way to do it, and we've got to find a way to really put the defense on its heels, and we didn't do that at all down the stretch.
Steve, Paul, you've already been asked this, but you guys haven't really played a close game all year. Was it good to kind of get a situation like that?
It was a good time for a close game. I told the guys that with 2 minutes left at the timeout. I said, this is good for us. We haven't had this in a while. Our wins have been really easy. Our losses have been pretty bad. So felt good to be out there in a close game, having to execute. I didn't think we executed offensively, but we did defensively. Did a good job.
25 assists in 3 quarters. I think then only 5 in the fourth. I mean, did the ball stop?
Ball stopped. I just mentioned before you got here that the our post feeds were awful. We were trying to find mismatches, and we were throwing the ball these looping post feeds that just played right into Milwaukee's hands. And they've got a quick team, long athletic team. Those kind of post passes aren't gonna work. So we have a lot to work on. In terms of our execution down the stretch, but it did feel like we were just kind of trying to hang on instead of continuing to attack.
That was Warriors coach Steve Kerr, and Steve Kerr always sounds better when you listen to him on JBL headphones or speakers, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. All right, let's go out and take some calls, 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in. And first up, Lee in Santa Clara. What's going on, Lee?
Hey, Sonny. Well, another game giving up 120 to the opponent, but I'll take the victory and just kind of grind my teeth, I guess.
Well, so, yeah, it's got to be tough being a fan of an 11-2 team coming off a 73-win year. I mean, how do Warrior fans do it, Lee?
We are so spoiled. Yeah, I know. It's not even fair, right? So, now I wanted to talk about the bench just for a little bit tonight.
Sure.
David West.
Yes.
7 points, 7 rebounds in 11 and a half minutes with 3 assists in there as well. Really liked his game. And how about McGee? 5 points, 3 rebounds in just over 5 minutes.
Yeah, changed the game a little bit. Just how sometimes a guard can change the tempo of a game? McGee kind of did that a little bit with a little bit of a presence inside.
And all of these pundits and talking heads that were saying, the Warriors had to gut their bench and the depth is all gone. I mean, step back and take a look for a second. So Iguodala, Livingston, Looney, Clark, Varejao, and McAdoo all came back.
Right.
So they lost 3 guys. They lost Barbosa, Spates, and Azili. Now, Azili can't even stay healthy, right? So
right.
We lose him, but we get JaVale McGee and David West. And you take out the 33-year-old Barbosa, and now you inject the youth of McCaw, and now you got Looney, who can even play this year. I mean, to me, we're a lot better. So I really think if the rotations and Kerr gets all of the pieces of the puzzle put together, I mean, we're going to be a lot better in a month or two than we ever were last year. I mean, at least it should be that way. You know, what do you think?
Well, what I think is that, Azili's hurt now, but when he played for the Warriors, he gave him something. And Barbosa, I know he's on the downside, but, he was pretty good for him last year, and he helped him in stretches. Now, all that said, I agree with you. And when you look at McCaw and Looney – you just take your time. You know, the Warriors can take their time with them. They're not going to be quite as explosive as a Spates or a Barbosa on the offensive end. But I think if you have Livingston and West and Iguodala, you can kind of bring those guys along slowly. I don't think the bench is as good right now as they were last year. But I think over the course of the season, they could certainly be as good as last year's bench. I don't think they're going to score as much simply because I think Durant's going to play with that second unit a lot, whereas Barnes did last year. And I just think in terms of explosiveness, they may not be as explosive as last year because, I mean, let's face it, Space and Barbosa, they could change a game in a hurry. And this team's a little more steady, a little more solid, the second unit anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think McCaw, you know, his all-around game and the perimeter defense, it seems to be his strength right now. You know, he's not the instant offense guy that the other guys were too. But I mean, you know, just kind of stepping back, looking at the game again, I mean, Durant is incredible.
Really
Thompson's amazing. It's like, how is this team not just destroying everybody? I mean, the mismatches and the line of sight of Taraciu and the scores, I mean, it's ridiculous. So, the life of a spoiled Warriors fan.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Lee. Appreciate it. I mean, one reason maybe they're not blowing teams out like fans want to see maybe a little more of, it does come down to defense. I mean, they're not a great defensive team right now. They gave, with the Bucks shoot, 52% from overall and 50 from three-point range. You know, and that is the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks, ladies and gentlemen, scored 25 second-half points against the Miami Heat the other day. So, the Warriors gave up 121 to a team that sometimes struggles to score. And so that's the one end of the floor that they're going to have to work on. I think they know that. And I think over the course of the season, they will get better than that. The question is, how much better are they going to get? All right, when we come back, we may or may not check in with my main man, John Dickinson. We either will at 9:15 or we'll get him on at 9:30. I see you guys on hold. Stick there. I definitely will get to you. You're listening to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Wrap-Up continues on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Curry outside. 11 lead changes, 8 ties first half. Curry doubled. Far side. Draymond catches middle. Back to Durant, who circles left wing. Left-hand dribble. Rotates out to Klay. He's open. He fires and buries another triple. Klay Thompson with 2 triples here in the third. He's got 10 points now. And the Warriors lead by 5. 78-77 Milwaukee. Curry double, finds Klay. Klay right side, stripes down another 3 from the right wing. All 3 in the same spot, and the Warriors now lead 80-78.
All right, welcome back to Warriors Wrap-Up. It's the wrap-up after the Golden State Warriors beat the Milwaukee Bucks 124-121 in a regular season thriller. Right now we're going to go out to John Dickinson, our very own John Dickinson, and we're going to make this our From the Floor segment brought to you by Walnut Creek Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, where savings is simple, online at walnutcreekjeep.com. John Dickinson, what'd you think of the ball game tonight?
Well, I thought it was entertaining, that's for sure. You know,
yeah.
Back and forth, there were a lot of runs in the game. You know, 1 point 21-5 run, and it seemed like that would lead to an 8-0 run going the other way, and then an 8-2 run going back the other way in that first quarter, or in that first half, rather. So back and forth, I think a lot of offense early in the game and in that first half as well. And the Warriors, you know, kind of found their legs a little bit in the third quarter, and Klay Thompson got hot. They were able to get a little bit of a lead. And then I think they did look a little bit tired down the stretch of the game once the Bucks made their final push. But I think, you know, the defense really wasn't there for the most part throughout the entire night, but you could make a case that the defense won them the game in the final few minutes because the Bucks had a hard time not only getting a shot, but getting a good shot aside from that dunk that they missed in transition when they had a chance to tie the game. But other than that, the Warriors defensively, I thought, won the game down the stretch. And offensively, it was surprising. Once it got close, it looked like they didn't know where they wanted to go, playing in their closest game of the season in the three-point win, their smallest margin of victory.
Yeah, the shot that I remember, obviously, was a Kevin Durant top-of-the-circle jumper that missed. It was mostly an isolation play. And that's the one thing I think is going to be interesting to watch. The games that the Warriors are in that are close, how do they handle the last minute or two in terms of possessions? And tonight, They missed, you know, KD missed the three. They had a couple turnovers. Curry then missed the three. Green had a shot blocked at the rim by Giannis. And so they didn't really execute offensively the last 2 minutes of the game, at least tonight.
No, and I think that what they may need to do, I actually thought they needed to go maybe to that Durant ISO a little bit more, just because it's something – it's just a possession you can go to almost to rest here and there, you know, especially on a back-to-back and the legs are going away a little bit. I think, you know, Durant is comfortable in that position, and it's essentially what he's done for his entire career with the Thunder late in games is take that shot, you know, that two from the free throw line extended out to the top of the key in that isolation type of situation. So I think that's something the Warriors can go to, maybe run some movement, you know, to get into that, but it winds up being a situation where he gets the ball in that spot just to calm it down. But I thought it was a little odd that the Warriors looked so unsure of where they wanted to go. You know, Steph Curry wasn't having a great shooting night. Klay Thompson was hot, but Thompson's baskets, a lot of them were coming, you know, they were coming off of the pass from the other side, and the defense would get shifted, and he'd wind up getting the ball back and be wide open. More of a faster-paced half-court offense at that point with the ball zipping around. It's hard to do that late in the game when it's a tight game. The defense just doesn't allow it. So I think maybe more a Curry one-on-one or a Curry-Durant pick-and-roll or something like that where it's those two guys who can get their own shot better than anybody else trying to make the play or take the shot.
This is the third game in a row now where the Bucks have really given the Warriors all they can handle. From your perspective, why do you think that is?
It's an odd one. I don't think they're nearly as talented, and you see a lot of that tonight on Twitter. I think sometimes, you know, because the Warriors are so good, we try to, and we're all guilty of this. I mean, I think we do it too. Because the Warriors are so good that whenever we see a team kind of hang with them, we tend to think, boy, that team's good. Or you look at their record and you go, why are they not better?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is that the Bucks don't hit, you know, 10 threes and shoot 50% from three on a lot of nights. They really don't have a lot of shooting at all. But the one thing that they do have is athleticism. And Giannis is a tremendous athlete. Jabari Parker has given the Warriors problems. You know, he can kind of score inside and outside a little bit. He plays with force. You know, I think they've got some longer players. But I think you look at Tony Snell and Matthew Dellavedova, they go for 10 and 9. They each shoot the ball 4-for-7 from the floor. And on a lot of nights, the Bucks don't get that kind of contribution from those two players. So I think it's a case where the length, the athleticism bothers the Warriors. For whatever reason, they've made shots against the Warriors that they don't make against other teams. And that's why it's been one of those funny matchups. But as far as the Bucks and why are they not better? Well, they're not better because they really aren't that good. So let's, you know, they got a couple of nice pieces in Parker and Giannis Antetokounmpo. But other than that, there really isn't a whole hell of a lot there.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think the injury to Chris Middleton hurts him because he's a bona fide two, nice player, not a superstar, but pretty solid. And you input him into the lineup, and I think you do see a little more. But I think this team, you know, I do like Giannis and I like Jabari Parker. I mean, they're both 21 years old. They got to feel like they've got a little bit of a future in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they need guard play. I mean, they kind of remind me a little bit of the Utah Jazz in the sense that, you know, if they had a point guard, if they had a you know, it's easy to say because we see them see the guy on an every night basis. But if they had a Klay Thompson, you know, with those other two guys, you know, then you'd have something. You know, a guy
right.
could knock down some shots, or if they had a creator at the point guard position, even a guy like a George Hill, who's a guy that Utah's been able to pick up and throw into the mix, and he was able to play, you know, very well and enhance that club. All of a sudden, they look like they're a level better in the Western Conference. So I'm with you on those two players. I'm with you on Middleton. It's easy to forget about him when he's not playing. But I also think that I just don't see a lot there other than that from that team. But the length and the athleticism bothers the Warriors. I think the second night of a back-to-back coming from Boston, clearly, you know, they didn't have their legs for the entire night. But I think Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson kind of saved them.
Yeah, I think
you know,
you're
Kevin
right.
Durant was outstanding. And I think that's what it comes down to with this team. You know, if two of those three guys, and I'm talking about Curry and Thompson, if two of those three guys are on and efficient, the Warriors are going to be tough to beat.
Right.
If all three of them are, you got no chance. And then you mix in Draymond Green and his defense, and Draymond Green had the defensive play of the game with the deflection to Klay Thompson on the inbounds pass with the Bucks trying to tie the game. So they had the defensive component late. They had Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant playing outstanding and efficient. And boy, Durant's just terrific. I mean, on a night in, night out basis, seeing him and just how effortless his game is. You know, we know he's a top five player in the league, top three player in the league. He might be the best player in the league right now at this second. But watching him every night, my goodness, I mean, he's better than I thought he was, and I already thought he was really good.
Hey, JD, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, sounds good, Matt. Take it easy, buddy.
All right,
enjoy the off day tomorrow.
I will. All right. Hey, thanks for thinking of me. That's my main man, John Dickinson, talking some Warriors. Before we go to break, let's wrap up some keys to victory. And the keys to victory are always brought to you by American Express, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Number one, Klay Thompson, so solid, so steady tonight. He had 29 points on 9 for 17 from the field. Key number two, David West, 7 points, 7 rebounds in 12 minutes. Gave the Warriors a little something. And key number three, Draymond Green with the big play of the game, the steal on the inbounds pass to preserve the victory. Golden State 124, Milwaukee 121. We'll be right back with Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Warriors wrap-up. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
Durant stops, backs up, out to Livingston. Over to Andre, who buries another three in the left corner. And it's a one-point lead. 8-0 start to the quarter for Golden State. Curry, bounce past Draymond. Lob to McGee, coming right down Broadway. Another dunk for Golden State.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game. Matt Steinmetz along with you. The Warriors win their seventh game in a row tonight, 124-121 over the Milwaukee Bucks. And it was a slugfest of sorts. Golden State got up, they held on, and they made a couple plays down the stretch when they needed them most. 888-957-9570. Looks like we're going to go to about 10 o'clock tonight, taking your calls and going back to Milwaukee and hearing from some of the players and what they had to say. Let's go out to Mike in Berkeley. Mike, you are on Warriors Wrap-Up. Hey, Mike. Mike in Berkeley going once. Going twice. Mike. All right, Mike's out. Let's go to Greg in San Francisco. Greg, what's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. My man, Matt. Hey, yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about the bench real quick.
Yeah.
You know, Kerr, I don't know why he was so enamored with the defense tonight. I mean, you know, it was a pretty high-scoring game. You know, and then, like I said, they had some nice key steals, but he wants force on offense. I'm going to say it again, man, just reach for the ball sometimes. They slapped away a few nice balls, I remember, during that game. Got some turnovers. You know, I just want to say that one more time. A little bit on the bench. I'm still more liking Clark than this McCown guy. You know, Cal was in there when Milwaukee made that final push. Clark, he gives him a little bit. He's a scrappy defender these days, Clark. You know, he's
going to give it out. Didn't use Clark tonight.
I know it. Nothing. It's kind of weird how Kerr will just leave a guy out for a whole game or two. I still want to see McAdoo get some time in there running the court. And, you know, Clark, he's more of an offensive threat. He's turned into a scrappy defender, too. And, you know, I'd rather go with the veteran, you know, and like that. Did I tell you last night, I think West is by far the number one option of backup forward or center. You know, I just think he's a good veteran. He's not a two-time All-Star for nothing.
Right.
You know? And he's still pretty young, he's pretty well put together, too. And, you know, he can go that offhand real nicely, too. Hey, wasn't it kind of weird, too, that Greg Monroe didn't even get hard? What, did he get 2 minutes tonight? Last year he caused trouble for the Warriors.
He had 28 and 11 last year against the Warriors. And he only played 2 minutes tonight, so that was kind of strange.
And I was thinking, that's the kind of player, him, somebody like that, if they're not getting playing time for some reason, this kind of player that the Warriors could maybe make a trade for, you know, offer a second rounder and somebody else, and just see if they might want a part of a deal like that on a player, you know, that's not really getting time, because I still think they need that one more power forward. And anyway, good show, and keep preaching and slapping that ball away on D, and let's go Warriors, and enjoy your show.
Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate it. Yeah, Greg Monroe. I'm not crazy about him as a Warrior. He's too offensive minded. I think they need a defender. He plays close to the ground too. But you're right, Greg. He hurt him last year. He was 28 points, 11 rebounds in the win in Milwaukee. So he obviously hurt him last year. David West. Yeah, David West gave him something tonight. I'll give you that. He gave him something tonight. One thing I like about players like David West is they never relied when they were in their primes on his athleticism. He was never overly athletic. So when guys like that get older, they don't lose athleticism, or certainly not to the degree that athletic players do. So David West is somebody who can get by at times on smarts and know-how. All right, we got Mike back on the line with us from Berkeley. How you doing, Mike?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I knocked myself off accidentally. Anyway, here it goes. Two things. If you look back, three things. If you look back to 2015, the screens and the traps that the Warriors ran, that the Warriors used, produced a single man isolated for a layup or an easy jumper. There's less of that, I think, this year. Two, Bogut at the top and that screen for Curry was magical to get things going, that high screen he used to put out there. They need somebody, one of their big men, to do that for Curry. How come they can't do it? Three, Curry goes, what did he do, 1 for 11 tonight? Shocking. It's
correct.
Not what he ate. It's not the wind in the gym. It's the fact that this young man has the wrong trainer. He lifted weights over the offseason. Wrong thing to do for a basketball player, especially a long shooter. Maybe a big man, yes. And he's doing that warm-up of his every day ad nauseum. I've talked with trainers, good trainers, not necessarily basketball players, but he should be doing it every other day. He's worn out. He's lifted weights too much. The Warriors, he's hurting his own game. Thanks very much.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. You know, well, the weightlifting thing has, everybody in the NBA lifts weights right now. Guards, forwards, centers. I mean, you got to lift weights. I remember talking to Tommy Abdenauer, the Warriors' strength and conditioning coach. The athletic trainer back in the day. And he said a lot of players, they lose weight during the course of the season. They lose 10 to 15 pounds because they're exercising so much. They've got to lift to maintain weight. If they don't, they're going to lose weight during the course of the season. And apparently they're going to get weaker as the season goes on. Let's go out
real quick. I was just want to say, wasn't Jordan famous for lifting weights right after the game?
I think sometimes he did. You know, but back in the day, David, lifting weights was a no-no for a basketball player, especially for a shooter. So what Mike's saying isn't the craziest thing I've ever heard. You want to let's go back out to Milwaukee and take a listen to Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Many chances there down at the stretch, and just couldn't seem to find a way to put the dagger in and close the door on that.
Yeah, you know, the guys fought, you know, for 48 minutes. When you're playing a team like the Warriors, you want to have opportunity. Defensively, we got the stops. And then offensively, we just couldn't get the ball to go in. We had some great looks there, you know, with Giannis having the layup. Just rim out, and then mirrors it with a wide open three, you know. So understand, you know, defensively, we did a lot of good things. Offensively, we did a lot of good things. And, you know, the ball just didn't bounce our way tonight. But I liked our energy and effort, and this is something that we can build on.
Your defense there, too, in those last 2 minutes. You had the Giannis block and making those guys work for their shots. You had to be really happy with what you saw there down the stretch on the defensive end.
Yeah, you know, again, our defense gave us the opportunity. You know, understanding down the stretch or any end of quarters for them is where the Warriors take advantage. And, you know, in that second, they took advantage with 2 minutes left. And then in the third, we were a little bit behind there to start the third. But I thought, again, the guys, you know, Mirza doesn't, you know, play until the fourth. And he gave us a spark. And that's just being a true pro.
I was just going to ask about Mirza there. What did you think he brought you in the fourth there?
Oh, I thought, you know, his energy and his shooting ability, you know, being able to stretch the floor, I thought, again, sitting for that long and then coming in and playing at a very high level, you know, gave us a lift.
Any regret with not going with Mirza earlier in the game?
No. You know, Bees was going. We're a deep team. Giannis plays 40-something minutes. Jabari plays 35 or 38 minutes, somewhere around there. So it's not enough time, you know, to play for everybody. And, you know, when we went small, you know, we went with Mirza and he responded. And so playing with a small group, Mirza is going to play, and there's going to be nights when he plays and Bees doesn't, or Giannis or Jabari. So, I thought he was a true pro and handled it well.
Thinking about going small, Giannis plays most of that fourth quarter at center. What have you seen from him there? That's a thing you've tried the last couple of games.
He does well. You know, he's a basketball player who can play multiple positions. You look at him being 7 feet tall, gives you different options, and him playing center was not a problem tonight.
Talking about the centers, obviously you guys give up 18 offensive rebounds. Any, again, regret that maybe Greg would have been a better matchup at all?
No, you know, I think the big thing is a lot of those rebounds came from the smalls. And so as a team, we got to rebound better. It's not just our bigs. And when we play small, everybody has to come back. Team rebounding, no matter if you have Greg or Miles or John in the game, you know, we got to do a better job. And you look at Zaza, he might have two or three on one possession. You know, and so we did have some big guys in there, and we still couldn't rebound the ball.
Jason, what kind of let them get out to that 14-point lead? Then you guys made a good comeback. But there in the third or fourth quarter, was it Durant? Was it? He had obviously had a sensational game.
No, I think you look at the end of the second led to their run. They just had to have halftime to slow it down a little bit. That's what they do. That's what they've done. They look at each quarter and, like any boxer, good boxer, they try to, you know, end the round on a positive note, and that's what they did in the second, and they carried it over into the third. And I thought we responded in the fourth when they tried to put us away. We kept playing.
Yeah, what about that fourth? What was the key, do you think, the surge?
Moving the ball. Whenever we move the ball, we're pretty good. When we get, you know, when we get a little bit happy with the dribble, it puts us in a bad position, in a negative state. And so I thought when we start moving and trusting guys, you know, with the pass, it put us back in the game, and we got some wide open shots. And it was all set off our defense, getting stops and rebounding the ball and getting out in transition.
Mirza had that open three. I think that would have put you ahead. I mean, that was wide open. You'd take that about every time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, that's the game of basketball. When you play against the elite teams, you just want an opportunity. We had our opportunities tonight. They just didn't fall for us.
Just going back to Greg, we talked pregame that he had played well against the Warriors two times. What was it about Miles and John that you decided to go with them instead of Greg tonight?
Well, we're trying to give those guys some confidence. You know, again, there's going to be limited time to play three centers. And then today's game, small ball is big. So sometimes the schedule doesn't permit you to play three or four centers. So, you know, looking at Giannis as center has given us a spark. And, you know, someone has to sit. You know, that's just the nature of this business. This isn't CYO. where everybody has to play, right? So, you know, understanding that and being a pro, and Greg's being a pro about it.
That was Jason Kidd talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and their 124-121 loss tonight to the Golden State Warriors. Some pointed questions from the Milwaukee media. Jason Kidd. By the way, my CYO coach, I don't know about your CYO coach, my CYO coach didn't go 12 deep. My CYO coach was tough with the minutes. I mean, he played seven and then he shut it down. Quick reminder, Monday's game against the Indiana Pacers. That's going to be a 102.9 KBLX game. That will not be on 95.7 The Game. That'll be on 102.9 KBLX. And the reason for that is because we will have Raiders football. They are playing Monday night against the Houston Texans in Mexico City. That is a 4 p.m. tip. For basketball, not kickoff. So the tip for the Warriors game is at 4 o'clock. I'll be here with Kerry Keating doing the Warriors warm-up at 2:30, and then Tim Roy will take it from there with the Warriors pregame show at 3:30. All right, when we come back, we'll go out to Milwaukee and hear some more from Warrior players. You're listening to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Up top, Draymond. Everybody standing here at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Curry, dribble drive to the rim. Up and good. Extending over Parker. He blew by Dellavedova. Got to the rim and laid it in with the right hand. 122-117. It has not been Curry's night. But, man, that was a big bucket. With 1.7 to go, Warriors up three. Free throws on the way. Up, no good. Tipped out. Antetokounmpo shoots a two. Wouldn't have mattered either way. And the Warriors come out of Milwaukee with a win. Golden State goes to 11-2 with a 124-121 victory. And will try to sweep the road trip with a victory in Indiana on Monday night.
Now back to the Warriors wrap-up on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Steinmetz.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Warriors Wrap-Up. Matt Steinmetz here, and the Golden State Warriors win their seventh straight game, a 124-121 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. It wasn't without drama. The Warriors needed a late steal by Draymond Green to preserve the victory, and they now head to Indiana to play the Indiana Pacers on Monday. There's one troubling aspect of tonight's game. It would have to be the defense. The Warriors just gave up 121 points tonight to the Milwaukee Bucks. That's bad enough. But making it worse, the Milwaukee Bucks played on Thursday night against the Miami Heat and scored 25 points in the second half. 25 points in the second half the Milwaukee Bucks had against the Miami Heat, and they laid 121 on the Golden State Warriors tonight. So the Warriors got the win, but they're going to have to tighten that defense up. And let's go back out to Milwaukee, and let's take a listen to what Kevin Durant had to say about tonight's ballgame.
You know, we're playing some tight games, but not like down to the wire like this one. But, yeah, it was a good test for us. It's, you know, second night of a back-to-back to see how we respond. You know, coming into a building, a lot of energy, a young team that was ready for us. So, you know, I think we played, you know, fairly well. Defensively, they kind of put pressure on us by making shots from the perimeter, and then they kind of opened it up the lane for them. But for the most part, we contested shots. We kind of tried to meet them at the rim. We had 30 assists tonight, so that was good. We out-rebounded them, I think. But they made shots tonight. You got to give them credit. They played well. But we came out, and Draymond was tremendous. When he came in the game, later in the game, and on a defensive end, and that's what we needed, and got a good win. We just didn't make shots. I think we got good looks. I mean, I missed a wide open three in the corner. I missed a pull up in the lane. Steph missed a pull up three. Clay got a shot he missed, but since we got to slow down a bit, you know, they tried to put a little pressure on us, and they sped us up just a little bit, but. For the most part, we did a good job of closing the game out. We got stops when we needed them.
Was that your knee? Did you have a problem early?
I'm cool.
Was there any concern when he went down?
No.
You always mentioned 30 assists, you know, in a lot of post games. Now you guys have 7 straight games. But why is that, like, I'm such a magic number?
I guess that's just a number that every team wants to hit, I guess. Since I've been in the league, you know, when your team gets 30 assists, that's usually, you know, coach is usually happy about it. So for us to get 30 assists nightly, you know, that's pretty big for us. That shows we're moving the ball and, you know, guys are making the correct play. So, you know, it's just a perfect number, I guess, for assists. And also maybe had 12, 13 turnovers. So we've been cutting back on our turnovers a little bit. And so. You know, that's the formula for us. Defensively, we definitely want to make teams miss, but, you know, when they're making shots from perimeter, you know, sometimes you got to live with that.
When Clay struggles like he did tonight, do you guys...
Clay?
Steph's 1-for-11 from behind the arc. You guys just, during timeout, say, hey, we got your back. You know, don't worry about that. Don't worry about the poor shooting.
We don't say anything to him. He's Steph Curry. I mean, he's a superstar, you know. Can't say anything to him, you know. He just keeps shooting. You know, we're not going. Every time he misses a shot, we're not going. You know, try to lift him up because his head is never down. He's always encouraged. He always feels like he's gonna make the next one. So, you know, shots didn't fall tonight. That's just a part of the game. But he just kept playing and made a huge layup, driving to the basket in the fourth quarter. And but you know, he always gonna draw attention because no matter if he misses 10 in a row, they still feel like he can get hot at any time. So we need him out there on the court to be aggressive. And tonight he was aggressive, but shots happened to just fall out the rim. So sometimes that's how it goes.
That's Warriors forward Kevin Durant talking about the Warriors' 124-121 victory tonight over the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee and talking a little bit about Steph Curry's struggles from the field. Curry was 7-for-21, 1-for-11 from three-point range tonight. He did have 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He had 3 turnovers on his way to 20 points. The Warriors now 3-0. On their 4-game road trip, and they'll finish up on Monday in Indianapolis, against the Indiana Pacers. And remember, Kevin Durant, Tim Roy, and all Warrior games sound better on JBL headphones and speakers. That is the official sound of the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. By the way, let me take this last minute to congratulate the Franklin and Marshall Diplomats tonight. That Division III powerhouse out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they won the William Marshall tip-off tournament with a 91-71 victory over York College. That's 914 wins for Coach Glenn Robinson. Puts him behind Mike Krzyzewski and Herb McGee, the third all-time winningest NCAA coach. All right, that's going to do it. We will talk to you Monday. Remember, KBLX Monday. You've been listening to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.